Mr. Obama hailed the continent's gains from a plummeting HIV/AIDS infection rate to millions of Africans being lifted out of poverty, while noting the U.S. role in such gains. President Obama highlighted his renewal of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, aimed at boosting trade and United States initiatives focused on food security, increasing access to electricity, and supporting African entrepreneurs. While not naming China, the president emphasized what sets the United States apart in its investment in Africa. He added that, however, there's some doubt on Africa's progress.
A half century into this independence era, it is long past time to put aside old stereotypes of an Africa forever mired in poverty and conflict. The world must recognize Africa's extraordinary progress. Today, Africa is one of the fastest growing regions in the world.
Mr. Obama also noted Africa's inherent problem of corruption that, he said, although it was not only unique to Africa, it was devastating to the growth of the continent.
And you are right that it is not just a problem of Africa. It is a problem of those who do business with Africa. It is not unique to Africa. Corruption exists all over the world, including in the United States. But here in Africa, corruption drains billions of dollars from economies that can't afford to lose billions of dollars. That's money that could be used to create jobs and build hospitals and schools. And when someone has to pay a bribe just to start a business or go to school or get an official to do the job they're supposed to be doing anyway, that's not the African way. It undermines the dignity of the people you represent.
In what Zimbabweans will easily identify as something that is pertinent to their country, Obama touched on the issue of leaders who cling on to power, saying it was abhorrent to have leaders that want to rule for life.
I have to also say that Africa's democratic progress is also at risk when leaders refuse to step aside when their terms end. Let me be honest with you. I do not understand this. I am in my second term. It has been an extraordinary privilege for me to serve as the President of the United States. I cannot imagine a greater honor or a more interesting job. I love my work, but under our Constitution, I cannot run again. I can't run again. I actually think I'm a pretty good president. I think if I ran, I could win, but I can't. So there's a lot that I'd like to do to keep America moving. But the law is the law. And no one person is above the law, not even the president. And I'll be honest with you, I'm looking forward to life after being president.
Mr. Obama warned that the fight against terrorism might never be won unless governments address the grievances many terrorists exploit. Before Ethiopia, President Obama spent 2 days in his father's homeland of Kenya, where he was hailed as a native son. Despite being chairman of the African Union, President Robert Mugabe was not invited to the meeting because of his strained relationship with the U.S. and the West. However, officials from President Robert Mugabe's office declined to comment on the issue.